Awkward turning. Awkward turning. She's such an awkward.
Awkward turtle.
She's such an awkward.
Yeah, she's so awkward.
Hello and welcome to the Awkward Turtle Ask So You Don't Have To. I'm Josie, your Awkward Turtle host, and each episode I'm joined by two amazingly talented people, and we deep dive into one of life's all important questions, including this one that's been around since ancient times. Which rules superior, smooth or crunchy peanut butter? So sit back, relax, and enjoy as the Awkward Turtle asks so you don't have to. Our first guest today is a musical theatre triple threat and has been in countless musical productions across Australia, including Miss Saigon, Jersey Boys, Grease, and The Rocky Horror Show. Currently starring as Sky in Mamma Mia at the Princess Theatre in Melbourne, please welcome Stephen May.
Hi!
Welcome!
Thank you very much.
Also joining us is an incredible man with a massive heart of gold. He is my role model, my inspiration, the definition of what it means to make the rest of your life the best of your life. Please welcome the very funny and supremely talented Craig Crimsey Coons.
Hello. Wow, can I keep that?
Sure, I can cut my script out in the beginning.
That's going on my head all day long. That's going on the tombstone. I don't think they do that anymore, but that'll do it.
Would that be too long, though? Do you want me to, like, shorten?
No,
perfect.
Longer the better.
They can keep moving, as far as I'm concerned.
Just chipping away with the outrun.
It has to be, like, one letter.
Yeah.
That's so good. Thank you, Josie.
And if it runs on spaces, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, it might not be as big as it is now, yeah, but anyway.
Well, welcome to you, bro. How are you? And this little location,
got a
love of Melbourne hidden laneway
cafe. Walking up this laneway was like, whoa, how great. Absolutely wonderful, the wall art and everything.
Yeah.
It's a famous lane, isn't it? So.
Well, I sent the map because I just want to reassure you guys that I'm not taking you to like a dodgy corner. I swear there
take us away.
Yeah, we've heard about your kind.
Because when I first walked up here, and I'm like, I don't even think there's a cafe here. I found them. Like, oh no, this is really nice. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard the podcast. So for you guys and also for new listeners, just a really quick rundown on how the episode's going to work. I have here my trusty Spider-Man container with a whole bunch of life's important questions inside.
Yeah.
One of us is going to shake the tin and pick a question, and then we're going to discuss that question. So the fun thing about this is we don't know what the question is. None of us do.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise. But first, what I like to do with all my guests is do a little warm-up Q&A session.
All right.
to get to know each other a little better and maybe even find out something new about yourself.
Yeah, you know.
So the way that we're going to do this is I have here a pack of cards with a bunch of weird, random, and fun questions. What we're going to do is we'll pick a card each, and then we'll take turns reading them out, and then we'll all answer the questions together.
Do you need the truth?
I'm a very gullible person, so whatever you tell me, I'll probably just go, yep, that sounds about right. So, Ego, take turn, pick a card. You can shovel it if
you
want.
First. Pick a card, any card.
We have had rebels like Josh Pitterman, who just picked the top card.
Well,
and then we also had Michelle Smidden, who butterflied and then shoveled and did a lot of things to the card before she did.
I'm seeing her this afternoon, actually.
Ah, oh, wonderful. All right, you pick the first card.
Why am I nervous?
I've
walked out on stage and stripped in front of 3,500 people and it didn't worry me, but I'm scared to turn the card over. That is stupid, isn't it?
Go on, what is it?
You're not going to believe, this is not set up. I just picked it. I can't read it out.
Why?
Because it says, all right, what is your favourite way to procrastinate? By telling stories to avoid turning over a card, because you're worried that it might be when you've got to answer the truth, because I can't lie, because I can't, because she'd not be in. Seriously.
Yeah.
So, try to distract them to avoid what they originally asked. See, that's worked. Beautiful day.
I mean, if that's your answer, that's
that is.
Correct.
That's how.
I'm not going to force an answer.
Knows the best. All right,
right, you go. All right, my turn. What do I do to procrastinate?
Yeah.
Oh, I look at my bloody phone all the time. Just sit there, scrolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse not to go on with
the other one. Yeah.
I do the same, either that or I nap. That's how I procrastinate.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's always
I'm tired.
Yeah, and I'll be like scrolling on my phone. And I was like, I'm a bit sleepy, I'll just nap. It's fine, it's only like, 11 or 12. I'll just nap for like 15 minutes. Yeah. And then I wake up and
it's like a good job if you're a late person.
If anyone's at work listening, I do not sleep at work.
Why are you doing that thing?
I scroll and then I fall asleep and go, 15 minutes, it'll be fine. I wake up, it's like 6 at night. I'm like, just nap for like 5 hours. But it's also the best way to procrastinate because you're sleeping.
Yeah, well played. Yes.
Alright.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
What is the craziest thing you have ever eaten? Craziest thing? Besides dirt as a child, I think it's not necessarily crazy. I have eaten a lot of different animals, like crocodile, emu, kangaroo, snails, well, cows. And
to any RSPCA people out there, no animals were hurt in the recording of this.
Tomato.
Are you not a tomato person?
I don't like vegetables, so yeah. I think my wife made me eat one before I even got in. Dried roots.
Really?
Yeah. Just that. Nah, couldn't do it.
But funny that you said tomato, because I know a friend who hates tomatoes.
Yes.
To the point where he wouldn't even have tomato paste on the pizza. He would get like a white base.
Wow. I'll do that, but I just put the tomato itself.
But he's okay with ketchup.
Oh.
Having said that, like, the percentage of tomato in the ketchup is...
Yeah. Sugar cane and all the rest of it, yeah.
I don't know if it's the craziest thing, but it was the weirdest thing, because my friend made a dessert, but it looked like a savory dish.
Okay.
So it's like shaped in like a lamb chop thing. It's a dessert, but it's a chocolate cake.
That's clever.
So visually, like my brain's telling me this is lamb chop, but then as you're eating it, it's chocolate cake. You're like, this is weird.
That'd be good fun.
That was really nice cake.
Yeah.
It was really nice cake, but it messed up my brain.
Make it look like a tomato and chocolate mousse, maybe.
Or put chocolate mousse. No, don't put chocolate mousse in your natural tomato.
No.
Although someone might try it in next season's MasterChef, never know.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
They put the weirdest combination in salad. Alright.
Oh, your turn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Oh, she's shuffling.
I am shuffling.
Oh, it's a long one.
Ooh. Ooh. This is a good one. What mythical creature would improve the world most if it existed? It doesn't have to be like improve as in the mythical creature runs for Congress or anything, but like just a bit more fun.
A unicorn. Because everyone likes them, don't they?
Loves them. That was my answer. I love it. No, unicorns are great.
Yeah.
I have a t-shirt that arrived in the mail on Friday. A friend sent it to me because he saw it and thought of me. And it said, save. It was a picture of a rhino.
Yeah.
And it says, save the chubby unicorns. So he either thinks I like unicorns or I'm fat. And I reckon we'll go with this. And everyone smiles when you say unicorns like that.
Yeah,
they do.
It's like an ice cream cone just stuck in your head.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures like that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's so good. Yeah.
And there goes tomorrow. I've never seen that. I was just thinking that's what it is. If you made one, you'd stick one.
That's your next photo.
Not a normal cone, a sugar cone. That's a sugar cone because they're harder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
They're pointy, aren't they?
Yeah.
All the ones are just a round bit.
Yeah. My friend got a pin that says, it has a picture of a rhino and it says, real unicorns have curves.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'm like, yeah, that's true. So both of you are saying unicorn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. What do you
think? Change the world.
Oh,
it's the same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like unicorns will bring more rainbows around.
You like
skip the rain part and just have
the bow.
The buzz.
Yeah.
I'll say unicorns, but I'll add dragons.
Wonderful, because I can burn people.
No, I've seen the movie How to Train Your Dragon, and I just think it would be really cool to be able to fly on a dragon.
Yeah.
Just one dragon? Like, if you've ever had them, because then, how do you control the airspace of other dragons?
True, like if...
It'd be like, how do you hold them like a rain?
Well, half dragons are still planes.
Okay, that's fair enough. Do we have service on the dragon? Or?
Sure.
Excellent.
I don't know how the air pressure is going to work with us breathing. But sure.
Yeah. Minor details. Yeah.
We'll go into a workshop, we'll work it out.
What if the dragons don't get on? The ones like passing each other. Like, it happened on a horse to me once.
Well, that's when the movie, How to Train Your Dragon, that's now the training manual.
Righto, gotcha. So all of your dragons are like, g'day, how are you? Like truck drivers when they pass each other?
Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, I'll drive a big one.
If people want it, they can have dragons that are the same from, Game of Thrones that just kill people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have the taxi dragon. Do they talk?
Ooh.
You haven't thought this through yet.
No.
Get back to it.
Yeah.
They talk, and that'd be cool.
I
was supposed to be like a taxi driver who just sort of looks at you. Like,
yeah.
Can you drive the road, dragon? No, oh.
Uber drivers with dragons.
I do.
I can ride the dragon. Oh, the green one that I had in the ride.
Any lollies?
He was talking to me. That was a quick warm-up. I mean, we can do three more questions if we want, or we can go straight into...
You're in charge.
Let's get into it.
We're ready.
Yeah? I'm warm now. I'm ready to... Oh, blimey.
Who wants to shake the team and who wants
has to... be oh, age before beauty in the shaking, so there you go.
Shake it, well, there he is. Done that before.
Yeah. Now, if you want back, or I open that?
You guys
I'll open it.
Yeah. Stevens is picking up the question now. Drum roll.
If you see someone's flies, oh, I'm done. Do you tell them?
Yes, I'm so glad we got this question. I actually do have it's a genuine question from me.
Well, if it's a genuine question from you, I want to know why you're looking at people's flies.
That's the kind of like the complicated part. Like, it might not be.
That's the complicated part.
You're not staring at it, but you just happen to notice it, and you're like, oh, should I tell them?
100%. You have to tell them. You get a punch in the face.
You're not too full of. Well, there's some blood for me. You don't know me, I'm walking down the street, and you're like, how would you approach it?
I'd be like, mate, flies on them.
What have you been looking there for?
Oh, half your luck if I am.
Fair enough. We just announced our engagement. And you cook.
Yes.
Oh, of course. That's right. You do everything. I forget.
Come on, got to cook.
And you're in the gym. And you're singing, you're dancing. Yep. Okay. Sorry, dear. left or right hand side of the bed?
Oh, it's debatable.
No, it's not. Which side? This is
on the right.
It's perfect. Do you mind pizza?
Love it.
Footy? Cricket?
You can watch.
Excellent. And then you can sing to me while I'm watching. This is heaven.
Done. Should I start looking for venues then? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Guys are getting together.
Yeah. Get the ceremony going.
I'm happy enough. I mean,
the fly question. Because even if it's a friend, I kind of think whether I tell them or not. Because the natural answer when you do tell someone, the natural response would be like, why were you looking at my crotch? And you're like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I know how it looks, but I wasn't.
It's like when you got something in your teeth, you're going, I'd prefer to know. Yeah.
Because I play soccer with my friends at work once a week, and...
Like during work hours?
During lunch. And this is actually something the office knows, so it's fine. he was wearing shorts that had like a white strip in the middle, and I thought his flies were undone. So I told him, and he's like, no, this is the pattern, and why were you looking at it? If someone does go, why were you looking? There's no way around it.
No, there's not. That's why I just let him go. I go, well, you should have been careful.
Yeah.
Fair
enough.
Yeah. Although if you feel the breeze, you probably...
Yeah, it's one of my fears going on stage. I'm always like, if you fly going, is it undone? Is it undone?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one of the like, ooh.
Because you do quick changes?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, right. So you're just really putting it on and sometimes you're going, yeah, and then you go, oh.
Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Go with Velcro. The ones that, you know, the NBA players.
Oh, they rip them off. Yeah. That would be much easier.
Although, putting it back on would be the part that's hard. It's like, oh, I need a Velcro.
Did someone tell you, or you just somehow realised? Did some cast member go,
no, just realised. I was like,
so what did you do?
Just stood it up.
Oh, just, and the audience probably didn't know.
They did, they went, oh,
no one came and told you. Well, it could be in. Like, oh, that's part of the
thing.
We hadn't seen someone do that, but we saw someone split their pants and they kept going. And my wife was in and she noticed it, and it was Drew West. No, it was Nick Eaton.
Yes.
It was Nick. And after the show, the first thing I said, pants goes, I know, and I couldn't do anything about it. So, how'd you see that? It wasn't me, my wife informed me. So, I now, when I'm talking about him, I have to reference him to my wife as Mr. Split Pants, and she knows who he is. She cannot associate people's names. Ice Cream Man, oh, Jason, or so it's Mr. Split Pants. Wouldn't have a clue his real name, I reckon, but that's it.
Well, as long as when she actually talks to him and don't call
him
Mr. Split Pants, that
was fine. I know, I brought it up every time we met, and she got a little bit embarrassed. He was okay with it, he's a wonderful, and he was like, nice to be known for something.
I would be the same if someone told me a nickname of someone else. It would probably stick. And then when I actually meet that person, it would just come out and go, ah, shit. You're not meant to know that nickname.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. Whoops. So next time you see Nick, Split Pants, how are you? No, I wouldn't tell anyone.
You wouldn't.
Friend,
yeah. Yeah, but not.
Well, actually, no, actually, I wouldn't.
You would just leave it.
I think, well, that could be funny. Like, depending on the situation, if it's something important like a wedding or something, I don't know. But if it's just out or something,
I feel like I would do the same. If it's like, if I know he's going, like that person's going to a meeting or like doing something important, I'll be like, do that up before you go in. But if it's like we're out drinking or whatever, and I see it, I'm like, well, he'll notice that at some point.
So this question actually teaches life lessons, because we've now found out that Stephen is generally a nice, caring person about everyone, and we are not.
Not hanging out with you guys.
Correct. Well, yes. No, you're not.
Oh, that's your life.
Oh, you might be, actually.
As long as it's up, you're safe hanging with
them.
Or just check every 5 minutes.
We're going to do that every time we let the door go.
I feel like that's just made a lot of people paranoid now. When they're listening to it, they're like, oh, wait. And then there's this looking like, oh, no, I'm safe. It's all right.
I think I'll talk to Janine in a few months. Stephen, who? Mr. Zipperman. Oh, yes.
That is now your new nickname.
Mr. Zipperman.
Oh, no, she knows Stephen. No.
So we're going to agree that we're not going to tell them, depending on the situation. No. We might. And then you will, regardless of the situation.
Oh, you have to.
Aw, such a nice guy. I feel bad now.
It's all right. I'm hoping I see someone today in the street. And on, I don't know what.
Imagine that when you do tell that person and they're like, I know, and you're like, oh, carry on.
That works. I might try that myself. Actually, I'll walk out and just see if anyone says it to me.
That's good.
Test pilot today, walking around the city. Right.
And then you need to answer that. Yeah, I know. And you're like, this is what we give you the weirdest.
Stephen Murphy said it's all right. No, he said it's not all right. Whoops.
That was a quick discussion, so we can come to a conclusion.
Solve the world's problem.
We can do another one. We can try. I mean, I'm not saying that we have to beat the record, but the first episode I did with Josh and Sammy, we did like 4 questions.
We'll get another one in.
They started just hugging the team and not giving it back to me.
Yes, I heard that.
Who wants to pick the next question?
I'll shake.
You shake. One, two, that one goes. This is really like. Which superpower? Oh, we've had this one on Pittman's. Yes, which superpower is more fun? X-ray vision or invisibility?
It's slightly different because we had the telepathic telekinesis.
It was too, sorry, you're right. It's yours. It's invisibility.
Or X-ray vision. Which one's more fun? That's the key to the question.
I'd like to be invisible.
Like switching it on and off, just you go.
Whenever I choose, So, yeah, because like this afternoon maybe, I could just off and then just wander up, stand on stage somewhere and flies up. And then go back to my set.
And, yeah. Like, and you can just see that and go, what is that?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Follow it up with, this is your conscience speaking.
Oh, I'd like, well, see, now that'd be great fun to mess with people, to make them think you're going to be silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, dead man. But if the clicking is the turn on off, it might be a problem, because those noises happen. You might, like, someone somewhere else will just go, oh, what? Oh, no! Caught me. Be like a best.
Yeah.
No, definitely invisible.
I feel like you've thought about this a little, and you're like, I'm just waiting for the moment someone asks me this question. I know it's this answer.
Remember, I spent all day, every day at home with my dogs.
Fair enough.
And dogs do talk. So, promise them I wouldn't. Sorry, guys. They'll listen to this.
I think there's certain things that you don't ever want to see. So having X-ray vision, you'd be like, oh, you know what? I don't need to see that.
Yeah, actually.
And so being invisible would be great because, yeah, you can sort of just creep in, see what you need to see, and then creep out.
I feel like for medical professionals, X-ray vision would be good.
Yeah.
You're like, that's
how's my pancreas going? Can you have a look? I don't want to go through another MRI.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. True.
Yeah.
Medical professional.
But for pranks and everything else, I feel like invisibility is
more fun. It'd be great fun.
You can get anywhere. You're like, oh, I just need to get on that flight. Oh.
And there's your yeah, I'm worried about booking a seat.
Although someone might sit on you.
How does that...
Because you're invisible, you're not.
Right.
You're still there.
I'll stand. And if there's a vacant seat, I'll grab it. And the pilot, I'll just go sit in with him. Have they got a spare seat up there?
Yeah, move over.
I would think this, like, captain, co-pilot, and, like, an engineer.
I'll sit up there.
Or I don't know why.
Sit on the dashboard.
This is what happens when you watch way too much aircraft investigation.
Yeah.
And I usually do that before I fly, so that's not a good
thing. Good idea, keep your niche.
Yep, right, get the nerves going.
I would say invisibility.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether, I haven't decided whether I would want it to be something that I can do myself, or have something like the Harry Potter one, the cloak, like something that you put over yourself and you become invisible.
Yeah.
It's good fun doing that to the dogs. You see the trick that's going around where you chuck a blanket? Dogs are sitting there, ready to go, ready to go. You can do that with dogs now.
That video's gone viral.
Yes.
Some people have done it to their cats.
I've done it to children, little kids, and they like, what?
Aww.
Only thing, a couple of them caught me because I'm not that swift. And I wasn't able to get out of the way quick enough. I mean, oh, we saw you. Oh.
Like, that's part of the magic.
Yeah, that's what I tried. But then for the next 20 minutes, those children wanted to do it. The parents absolutely loved me then. Do it again. Thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah, definitely visibility.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind X-ray vision. I'm just scared, like, if for invisibility, I'm just scared that if I can't control my powers yet,
I might just
stay invisible.
Oh, like you forget your PIN code to get back.
Yeah.
How do I invisible 195? And if you only
get
if you only get 3 chances and you're locked out of your invisible code to come back, you're done.
Or worst case scenario, you can only do it halfway.
Now that'd be cool. Imagine if you're just your legs, people would be like,
it'll be the perfect magic trick.
What? Oh, yeah, you win those magic shows.
Just half of it.
What? Maybe that's fine.
I love, like, this is good. We're having a really quick discussion and coming up with
solving the world's issues.
All the important questions.
All the important.
Probably end up on Q&A all these. Yeah. All right.
I think it's because if I have these kind of discussions with my friends, we can not argue, but just have really heated discussions for hours on end. Like, we will start, if we had a whiteboard, we'll probably start plotting pros and cons.
Trying to convince each other.
Yeah. I think it's just nice to have a chat and go, yeah, you do you, and I'll do me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. So, But I think we did two questions. That was pretty good.
Yeah, right.
So we are coming to the end of the episode. But there is one last thing that I do want to do. I think it's a really nice way to end the episode on a positive note. So I have here another pack of cards. And this is something called gratitude. And the pack of cards contains a bunch of questions that help you start thinking about things that you're thankful for the week, or things that you're grateful for, things that you've loved doing, and just something that makes you feel, it's a good day, or like, it's been a good week.
Right.
So I'm gonna do this again, shuffling and picking cards.
Any card.
Yeah. Go on.
What's your favourite thing to do on a day off? Well, this really doesn't apply to me because I don't work. Every day's a day off for me. Do you want me to pick another card?
Yeah.
Because, as I said, I am retired. Hey, every day's a day off.
You actually said that to me when I go, oh, I'm so busy with work. And you're like, every day is one day off for me.
Uh-huh. Well, really good question, because I actually asked this question to other people. Name three people you are most grateful for. I often put a different twist sometimes where I also say three people, anyone that you'd like to spend an hour with for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit more different because it's who I'm grateful for.
And it can be any that you're grateful for.
The spending on hour thing I used to, Freddie Mercury, I just would have loved to sit next to him on a piano and say, you go because I can't, and you sing because I can't, and I just master. So in one way I am actually for him because of his music. And I love that he's different, and there's never been another Freddie. And he was creative, and he had to face a lot of stuff in his life, his childhood and everything. So I am because I think he's someone who gave me my early love of music.
Yeah.
I think their album was the first one I ever bought with my own money. The second one was Suzy Q in the silver jumpsuit, which you were too young to remember probably, which I saved for, but Queen's first one was. And so I really think, remember that song, ABBA sing? Oh!
ABBA?
Not. It was...
I like how you actually looked at me when you asked.
Yeah, remember that song? Thank ABBA for the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seriously didn't mean that. I do thank Freddie for the music.
Yeah.
I just think he, to me. So he's one in that area of life. Obviously, my wife, I'm very grateful for, because of, well, how many reasons do we want? First one, she said yes, 31 years ago.
31.
Ooh, two life sentences, isn't it? No. But I'm grateful for her, obviously, because I've been ill for a few years and she does everything. And so I said, when I'm retired, I'm medically retired, and she does everything, works full time, comes home. I do, however, feed the dogs 5 days a week. She does it on the weekends. That's my days off. But then comes home after working all day, looks after me when I need it. Being woken up at 4 a.m. because my body is screaming in pain, and then she can't get back to sleep and gets up, and I go back to sleep for a couple of hours and take some more medication. So it really weighs on me a lot to think of the pain I put her through with my body, my physical issues. And then it's cleaning around the house. I can't lift a finger. So I'm extremely grateful for it. The third person, it's a really difficult one. I'm going to say Esther Hennigan. And, tough one. Esther's had a few very good chats with me because she dealt with her mother being sick with cancer. So she saw it from the kids' point of view and had a really good chat to me about my children and how they approach talking to me about my cancer, because I'd never really thought of that through. Even though I've been the child of two sick adults, my mother was quadriplegic for 25 years. So she spent all her life in hospital. I've never felt my mother hug me because she was quadriplegic. My dad had cancer. He died from it recently. So I've never seen it, though, from the different perspective of a child. Of my kids. Esther was, and has been still, amazing to talk me through what she done and how she coped, which I then spoke to my son about and mended some bridges with him. not bridge, no, didn't mend any bridges, just opened up a channel of talk and how we could then move on. And then I had to say goodbye to Esther a few weeks ago because I don't think I'll see her again. And that was extremely difficult outside the stage door. And as she walked away, she kept stopping and turning around and I could see her crying. That was terribly hard. But apart from the skill that she has as a musician, she's just an amazing singer. So she entertains, but she's also been extremely... I saw her show in Brisbane a couple of years ago, and she was Rocky Horror. And she walked me back to the hotel. I sat, chatted for 45 minutes, I didn't realise how late, and I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's all fine. And then she said, I'll walk you back to the hotel. I said, no, I'm good, I'm fine, I should be walking you back. And she walked me to the door and made sure I was safe. I'm thinking, she's making sure I'm okay. And I thought, yeah, she's a soul of the earth. So on many levels, Esther Hannaford, which does surprise a few people because of other people in my life as well. I probably should have said Adam Hills and my mate Peter B, but I think everyone knows my Adam Hills story. So I think Esther's pretty important to me. So.
Oh God, how do we go from that? Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, good to see that.
Yeah.
Do you want to pick another?
Yeah.
That was beautiful,
you said. Yeah. Oh, she's incredible. I think I've seen her in so many different roles, and every one you just go, wait, what? How is this possible?
Because she's so diverse. It's just how is that possible?
Well, I've got, what season makes you the happiest, i.e. what is your favourite season? Well, coming from Sydney, I love summer. I'm very much the person that loves the beach. But to be honest, it's really funny because I was saying, like, coming down to Melbourne, how I thought, oh, I'm so prepared for winter down here, it's going to be freezing, and it's been beautiful, and on a nice, like, winter sunny day, it's kind of reminds me, like, there's hope, there's a glimmer, there's sunshine coming through the cracks. It has to be summer, yeah. I think every time I've gone on a holiday, it's always been to a summer holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's summer for me, just, I love the water. I could go swimming in the middle of winter, but, yeah, definitely summer. Yeah.
Do you live near the beaches when you were home?
Yeah.
You do?
I grew up in the northern beaches, so like Manly all the way up to Avalon, so I've got friends along there, and then I lived in Bondi for 8 years. So
it was beach.
Yeah, that's my life. Yeah, short and sweet, summer definitely. Yeah.
I think a lot of people do like summer. No, I
got a thyroid, it's the enemy.
Yeah.
It's just
like, I don't, just because I don't like the sweat.
Yep.
Yeah.
I live on air conditioning.
and I think because coming from Hong Kong, which is a pretty humid place in summer,
it just
puts me off from even thinking about summer because it's sticky in Hong Kong when it gets to summer.
So how hot are you when it's like, no, that's hot? Does that have to take the 38 for you to go? No.
Yeah, like, I mean, definitely to be able to stay outside all day, that's way too hot.
But is a 35 acceptable?
Yeah, well, I was over in Perth. When I went over there to study, it was like the first day that I got there, it was 42 degrees. But it was really dry. Ridiculous. So it's different. Like, again, I was like, well, I handle it. Like, smashing the waters. Right. But it's pretty dry.
I think that's the thing with Australian summer, because it's dry. So it almost feels like you're in an oven. So,
yeah. And we're lucky because we've just got such... Or if you live near the coast, you can get a break from it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or you could always just come to Melbourne and experience all four seasons in one day.
So that's what they say now. You don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You'll get what you want.
Yeah.
Just be patient.
Get up early and stay up late.
This week, I reckon. Beautiful. Friday. A couple of sunny days and then it soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, Friday was like, what's happening?
T-shirt and jeans, and then walked out and went, oh, shit.
Yeah. I was sitting by my chair looking at it, and it was nice and sunny. Yeah, and then one stage it looked like, what's going on? The wind picked up. It was icy.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I love cold.
Yeah.
My body's not built for another summer, right?
Oh, come on.
I've lost 11 kilos, but still got a bit to go.
and I think with, like, good sunny summer days, because I work in the office, I always see, and my desk is right next to the window, so it's like, oh, it's so nice outside, you can't go out there, though.
You can see the happiness?
Yeah.
I agree, people tend to be more smiling, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just have that. And on a nice summer's day, 25 degrees and sunshine, it's like, look at everyone being happy and smiling.
Yeah.
But then I like walking around the cities, like seeing people smile and go,
yeah. Definitely.
Normally, when you drive through the city sometimes early morning, I hate it because you see people, they just look so angry and they're like grumpy and going, hey, you're not dead. Just, I know people have bad days, I get that.
Yeah.
But you're above the ground and, yeah, okay, you're going to work. I've worked 6 years, I wouldn't mind going back to work, I love it.
Yeah.
Be cheery. But in summer, the changes in demand, they walk a bit taller.
Yeah.
Maybe because they know at the end of the day, maybe they can.
Yeah, still got a couple of hours of sunlight.
Yeah, and
I love longer days.
Me too.
That makes sense for people at work, I think, because then you can. Because I suppose now, even like when my wife gets home, it's dark and you can't really go for a walk when it's cold and rain and wet. But if you finish at 5 or whatever on a summer's day, you can outdoor markets and.
Well, for me, it's more the longer daylight, it feels safer. To get warm after work. Yeah,
that's important now.
And sometimes it annoys me that that's just the
thought that
everyone, like every female friends that I have, that's like, we like daylight saving. Why? It feels safer.
Yeah.
And it's not because of
the sun. That was never the conversation. It was always because it's a nice sunny night. So it's sad that it's turned like that. It really is.
But I am hopeful that one day our way of thinking is going to change and go, you know what, I like daylight sleeping because there's more sunlight, I can do more.
Yeah. Yep. Fingers crossed.
It'll happen.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm going to stay optimistic.
Yeah.
My
gratitude cards. Is that what you call them, gratitude cards?
Yeah.
Right? Yes, good idea.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm nervous. I wrote these questions. Having said that, I haven't put the answer for any of them, so. Ooh. What are you grateful for this week?
Wow. Different spin. Well done.
Okay. Didn't exactly happen this week, but it's something else happened in the previous week for this week to happen. So
grateful that impacts.
One, I know it sounds cheesy, but when I asked you guys to do the podcast and you guys said yes.
I wouldn't say no to you.
Because when I ask people, I don't try to think that they'll definitely say yes. I always have that mindset like they might say no and it'll be okay. So it's always a nice little surprise when people do say yes. So that's kind of what I'm grateful for, that you guys said yes. And then I did a recording yesterday as well with two of the cast members from Puffs, the Harry Potter spoof play. And I did not expect them to say yes. Because with you guys, it was slightly easier to ask because we know each other. But with those two, I have never met them before.
Yeah.
So it was really just sending a message and trying to explain what this is and who I am. And didn't expect to even get a reply and then got a reply.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you must have a good reputation. Well, they know. That's the great thing about theatre world, I reckon. I honestly say that to people. They are probably the most giving out of anyone.
Yeah.
And obviously I travel in the comedy world as well, great. But I think the theatre people just tend to open up their hearts a little bit more than the comedians, who tend to be a little bit guarded, some of the critics, because different personas sometimes, the stage to whatever. And I don't think they want that image ruined. Not ruined, but that's how I am on stage. And I don't know how many people say to me, oh, is he so different? Yeah, he's not the same bloke.
Yeah, I get asked that.
I go, oh, that's him, whatever. But I think with theatre people, even though they're playing roles on stage, I think they open up their hearts just so much. They don't have to come to a stage door. That's not the deal. You buy a ticket, that's what you pay for.
You see the show, that's
what you pay for. Yeah. And I reckon 99.9% of them just walk out and leave smiling. And they're smiling. And just I think that's where I met you, actually, stage door.
Yeah.
And it was just not a problem, not an issue. It's like, you've been performing for... You've been there for 4 hours, probably standing up. Your legs must be had it. You're cold. You want to get home. Yet it's still okay to smile and give an autograph and a photo. Yeah. It's like, it's not what you have to do.
No, it's very true.
You don't have to do it.
No. And I feel like some people do forget about that part. Like, you guys are not obligated to stop and have a chat or have a photo.
With comedians. A lot of comedians will do their thing, go out the back door at home, and you don't see it. And then people go, oh, where's so-and-so? We left. And then most people go, oh, okay. I've never heard anyone crack it in comedy. You go, oh, why didn't you come out the front and whatever?
Yeah.
Not once. yet sometimes you hear the theory thinking, what? No. They need to get home. Let them go. It's very different. Comedians on stage sometimes for 15 minutes and they get out the back door. These guys are 4 hours, well, maybe more with some of the shows with makeup and that, isn't it? Like Rubber Burrow, Christian and all them. Be like, I reckon.
I think just for all the listeners out there, or if you guys have friends who go to shows and stuff, just if you are planning on doing stage door and wanting to meet a cast member, just know that they're not, you know, it's not part of their contract or part of their job to actually have to stop by. No. Or have to stay back and say hi to you. And if they just leave, just be respectful. And
I always say too, they might have had a bad week, you know.
Yeah.
Because you just seen on stage, and they might be playing this wonderful tier role. You don't know what's happened. They could have had a major trauma in their family. They could be just tired. They could be sick.
Yeah.
Because theatre sickness, fair dinkum, when it hits, don't it?
Everyone, once get a cold, everyone's got it.
And then you're seeing, you know, different cast members come in, you're thinking, oh, I must be crooked, and you find out they are. Yeah. So it really does get to me a little bit to think, they do have, it's, the cheery is,
yeah.
Let them go, you know, because...
Yeah, I have gotten a little bit frustrated at people when I see them at stage door and they're having a conversation with someone else. You know, I try not to eavesdrop, but when they're speaking so loudly, you can't help it. And, you know, they're like, oh, why hasn't this person come out? Oh, I've waited for so long, my daughter's waiting. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not, they don't have to.
To do it.
And also, they might have a lot of stuff to do backstage before they actually come out.
You just want to get home, because it's normally, 10:30 at night, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're ready for bed.
Yeah.
And that's not normal.
Yeah.
I think your body normally is... Most of us are winding down, ready to go to bed. So you're up, and then invariably, what time do you get to sleep sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
One, two. I know, Joe Kosky sometimes still 3 a.m. and he's still up, because you can't unwind. You think, it really gets my goat with that, too.
Yeah.
That's the minute I feel it.
Talking about showtime, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go to showtime. But I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me to be on this, because I'm... like you said, it does take a lot to ask to do these type of things, and I'm honoured to be sitting next to this man, wife, and yourself. It's really an honour to be here, so thank you.
That's all right. So I'll just quickly wrap up. So that's it. That is the end of the episode. Thank you so much, Stephen and Craig, for joining me. It's been so much fun, and I know every single podcast people say that at the end, but it has, because it's just nice to actually have a conversation with people without having to revert the conversation back to stuff about work, the boring stuff, like whether you pay your taxes or not. So it's just nice to have a random conversation about random topics. So just quickly before we go, Stephen just mentioned that he's has to go off to do a show. And your show is?
Mamma Mia the Musical at Princess Theatre.
And I'm going to see it.
and it's in Melbourne until...
October.
So you have all the listeners out there, you get a ticket and go see it. And basically, if you love ABBA or just good music, go see it.
And Jade Westerby's in it too.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's enough. That's I'm happy.
And Craig, anything you'd like to plug?
Look, everyone has a bad day. It's not a bad life. And look, I often go by the mantra, make the rest of life the best of life, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So if you're above the ground, be thankful. And tell the people around you what it means to you.
And I'll just plug your podcast, because I like listening to it. So if you want to check out Craig's podcast, it's called Coomsey Ann and then Ellipsis. So if you search that, you should be able to find it. That's it for today. Massive thank you again to you both. And till next time, I'm Josie, your Awkward Turtle host. Stay awkward, stay awesome. Bye!